Here's a clip from the Dinner Party Download, the public radio show about popular culture and food. Check out more at dinnerpartydownload.org.
And now, the guest list, in which an interesting person or persons list some interesting things.
And this week, our guests are Grammy-winning pop duo They Might Be Giants. They've been churning out catchy, smart tunes since 1986 for both adults and on several albums for kids. Here they are to tell us about their 16th album and to speed through a list.
Hi, this is John Linnell of They Might Be Giants.
And this is John Flansburgh.
And we are here to promote our album, Nanobots.
The album has 25 songs in 45 minutes, and in celebration of that idea, we are here to present some other very short pieces of creative work. When we were given the assignment to present some short things that we enjoyed, I thought of William Carlos Williams' poem, This Is Just to Say, which I think of as William Carlos Williams' famous poem.
This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold.
I'm going to follow that up with a second William Carlos Williams poem.
Cake topping me.
That's right. Is that an expression? I'm
yes.
Aware. Cake topping.
Yes.
In other words, someone does something and then you put yeah. the icing on,
yes.
so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, this is a poem that I actually memorized.
Once again with the cake topping.
Yes,
not enough.
Yes,
not enough
yes.
just to love a William Carlos Williams.
Yes. Here it is. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. I think the reason why I can remember the entire William Carlos Williams poem is because it is indeed so short. But I think my mother wrote an entire sort of thesis paper about that poem. That might be the other reason why I'm remembering it. And it was a very long paper about, you know, something like six lines of poetry. So that's sort of an impressive fact in itself. Next up, we have the song Propaganda by the band Sparks.
For people who are not familiar with Sparks, they were a band that was originally from L.A. They had chart success in the U.K. with the glam movement in the mid-70s. They were a very startling group in almost every way.
My partner, Mr. John Flansburgh, put on the album. As I recall, the weirdest thing about it was it sounded like there were people in the room with us. It sounded so realistic that I actually jumped out of my skin. The song is only 23 seconds long.
Hello, soldier, boy, oh boy, she's spewing out a propaganda.
Propaganda.
Might makes right, or you are wrong, you're right to fight a propaganda.
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 Come to our side, she does say.
Come on over, she does say. When I don't need more competition for her affection, you should fight on over there.
23 seconds long. Solid gold.
This is a track from an album called The Residents commercial album. The Residents were an experimental band that started in the early 70s.
Early 70s.
60s. They did truly unusual homemade music. The identity of the band members was never revealed, and it's possible that there really was only one guy doing the whole thing. They are shrouded in mystery, The Residents. They appear in public with gigantic eyeballs for heads, with top hats. And one of the albums they made was an entire album of songs, each song only 1 minute in length, called the commercial album. And I think the idea of it is that they were supposed to be paid advertising, was going to be on the radio. In other words, they would pay a radio station to play their minute-long song as a commercial, but it was, of course, was undistinguishable from the programming.
So to wrap things up, we'll end things fittingly with a very short song off our brand new album, Nanobots. This song is called Hive Mind. It's 6 seconds long.
It's sexy.
It's 6 seconds long.
You want to say it again?
Should I do that whole thing? Just say the end again. Okay. It's 6 seconds long. God, that's hard to say. It is all of 6 seconds.
Ta-da!
There you go.
John Flansburgh and John Linnell, a.k.a. They Might Be Giants. Their album Nanobots came out this week. 25 songs in 45 minutes. Move fast to catch them live, because I hear they're going to tour the whole country in like 5 hours.
That took longer than the song, you sang that.
Yeah.
Enrico, fun fact, the band actually won a Grammy for their theme song to Malcolm in the Middle.
Of course.
And that's at about true. 30 seconds, they're pretty sure it's the shortest song ever to win.
That is interesting. So is their trophy also short?
Yeah.
It's very tiny.
Looks like a Monopoly piece.
It's fun.
That was a clip from the Dinner Party Download. Check out more at dinnerpartydownload.org.